WJTL CC Winans, that's my king. Good morning, it's 7:06.
Make sure you're tuned in all day today. We're giving you chances to win a $20 gift card to Zig's Bakery and Cafe, offering pies, dinner rolls, cranberry relish, and more, with pre-orders available for Thanksgiving. You can get the contest details at the Zig's Bakery blog at WJTL.com. Opportunities to win are coming up just around the corner.
This morning, our special guest is the area coordinator for York County for Operation Christmas Child. Lisa Byrne is here. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm so thankful to be here.
So thankful you're here. I love your alpaca shoebox shirt. That's a great shirt. Love that.
My favorite Operation Christmas Child shirt, I have to confess.
Awesome. Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes. I'd love to say hello and good morning to my husband, Pat, and my two sons, Matthew and Alex. Also like to give a shout out to our York area Operation Christmas Child team. We have an amazing, wonderful volunteer team who serve all year round with Operation Christmas Child.
That's awesome. And special thanks to Pat. I asked Lisa if she had Frost or a windshield. She said, I don't know. My husband started the car for me. That was so
sweet.
He's
a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Yeah. We love Operation Christmas Child. But for those who don't know, fill us in. What is it?
Okay. Operation Christmas Child is a ministry of Samaritan's Purse. It is an opportunity for people to pack gift-filled shoeboxes, and then those shoeboxes are sent to children all around the world, sharing the love and hope of Jesus Christ, along with the gospel message.
And what are some of the things that you put in the shoeboxes that you send?
That's a great question. Some of the things, great things to put in a shoebox are school supplies. We were talking earlier about pencils, notebooks, crayons, anything like that. Hygiene items are great to pack, washcloth, soap, toothbrush, and small toys, any kind of small toys, yo-yos, slinkies. And then also what we call a wow item is a great thing to put in there, which would be something like it's just really going to capture the child's attention, a doll, a stuffed animal, a soccer ball, deflated, of course.
Yes, of course. How long have you been involved in Operation Christmas Child?
I've been involved with Operation Christmas Child probably for 25 years or so, packing shoeboxes and packing through our church.
Yeah,
I've been involved about 6 or 7 years now as an area coordinator, as a volunteer.
Yeah, so it's a real passion for you.
I love it.
And I understand you had the opportunity to go to Kenya and actually see the kids receive the boxes. Tell us about that.
I did. It was just such a life-changing, God-inspired experience. But in June, I was invited and blessed to be able to go to Nairobi, Kenya, with a group of volunteers with Operation Christmas Child. While we were there, we were able to go on 3 different outreach events where we were able to distribute the shoebox gifts to children. And we were also able to attend a Greatest Journey classroom. The Greatest Journey is a discipleship program that children are invited to attend. It's a 12-week program. So the outreach events were just God revealed himself in so many ways, and to be an eyewitness to how he's working through a simple shoebox gift was just amazing.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any that come to mind, any of the kids that?
I have lots.
Yeah.
I have lots, but one of the stories that really, really sticks with me, I felt God speaking in such a strong way, is we went to a school. And the school was for children with physical disabilities, which in Kenya, there's still somewhat of a stigma that if a child's born with a disability, it may be because of something the mother did, that, you know, kind of as a punishment or a curse. There's still that stigma there. And so many of these children, their families either were not able to care for them or did not want to care for them. They were from all over Kenya. It was a residential school, so the children lived there. But one of the things that struck me is that many of these children had never heard the good news of Jesus Christ before.
Yeah.
Because of the stigma, their parents had never taken them to a church. They had never been exposed to the gospel message before. So these were children who were truly unreached with the gospel. And when we arrived, we could just hear them singing and praising. And many of the children were in wheelchairs. A lot of them were using walkers. But you could just see the joy of the Lord in their faces.
Yeah,
it was just so evident. And I remember one story in particular. There was a gentleman in our group who after we were done, after the outreach event, we helped hand out shoebox gifts to the children. We also hand them a, they also receive a booklet called The Greatest Gift, which shares about Jesus, a little bit about the gospel message, and they are invited to come back to that discipleship program I mentioned earlier, the Greatest Journey program. So really, truly, every shoebox gift is a gospel opportunity to share the good news of Jesus. And afterwards, one of the gentlemen in our group, we were invited to share one word, just one word from our experience, and his word was feet. And we all just kind of looked at him and thought, feet? And he said, feet. And I'll tell you why. And he said there was a young man who he helped him to open his shoebox gift. But before that, he noticed this young man was in a wheelchair and was wearing socks that just had holes in them. They were just dirty. They were very worn, very evident that they had been worn for a long time. And this is just so God that when he opened his gift, what do you think he found on the very top?
Socks.
A pair of bright blue new socks.
That's awesome.
And the gentleman said he had the honor of removing this young man's old socks and placing these new socks on him.
Wow. Love that.
I know. I love that. And it just made me think about, I've been thinking about that since then, and how not only are these children, you know, receiving physical, new, tangible things, but also receiving the love of Christ and being clothed in that way too.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
How can our listeners get involved? I understand next week you're already collecting stuff.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it. But next week is the National Collection Week for Shoeboxes, November 18th through the 25th. And several ways to get involved. One would be to actually physically pack a shoebox gift. And there's a lot more information on the website as far as what to pack. There are some things that are not recommended to be packed in a shoebox. But you can pack a shoebox gift along with a photo and a message, which I found is all that children mean so much to them. And another way to get involved would be you can actually build a shoebox online.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. There's that option as well. And prayer. The most important thing to pack in any shoebox is prayer. So just praying for these children and their families for lives to be transformed.
So if our listeners want the specifics of how they can pack a shoebox or the supplies you need or how they can do it online, it's all at the website.
It is. It is.
What is the website?
The website is samaritanspurse.org/OCC.
OCC.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yes. samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Make sure you check it out and be a part. Next week, it kicks off already.
Yes.
We're going to talk more with Lisa coming up in just a bit. Also, Patrick Mayberry, Lincoln Brewster, and chances for you to win that $20 gift card from Zig's Bakery all coming up.